Okay, here we go. Yes, you have found the right place and the right Bible study. We are back on the air, wherever you are hearing this from. I'm glad you're listening in. And we are on number five, study number five on Joseph's life. We're going to review the questions from last week. There are five of them. Very easy. If you can't answer the question, you'll have to stand in the corner with your nose pressed against it. Number one, Doran, who bought Joseph as a slave?
Potiphar.
Very good. You don't have to go to the corner. You're safe. What would have been Joseph's biggest obstacle in Egypt? We talked about a bunch of them, but what do you think would be one of the biggest objects?
Language.
Language would definitely be one. He's speaking Hebrew. That's what his own language would be, Hebrew. And now he's got to learn how to speak Arabic because he's picked up by the Ishmaelite caravan, which took him probably 30 days to get to Egypt. And then when he got to Egypt, he had to learn the Egyptian language. So language would definitely be difficult. What else would be difficult for him?
Well, he had to learn to live as a slave.
And to be a slave. Now, he knew how to work before, didn't he?
No, I was going to say, he didn't learn how to work.
Not really.
He didn't have to work because he got the multicolored robe or the coat, you know?
He got a pass.
How about what else would you find that he'd have to adjust to in Egypt?
Well, their culture.
Yeah, religion.
Religion? Yeah, what kind of religion did they have?
Well, they worshiped God, the sun god.
It was a polytheism. Many gods for everything. And he came from a place where they worshiped?
One god.
Only one god. And so customs would go along with that. You know, religious rituals, religious holidays. He would be learning about those things. It's all differences that are there. So language, customs, religion, differences, and there are probably other things too that come to your mind. Number three, where was God when Joseph was a slave in Egypt?
With him.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. Either you know the story so well or you just remember. God was with him the whole time. What kept Joseph from giving in to temptation?
His belief in the one true God.
Yeah. You know, his definite faith that he had in God. And then it was also his loyalty. His loyalty to Potiphar. Of knowing that Potiphar gave him all the responsibility and he trusted him with all of his things. Except, you know, he doesn't really say anything about his wife, but he did say something that he didn't want Joseph to be in charge of what?
His money.
No, he's in charge
food.
Of that.
Oh,
it was food.
No.
Yeah, food.
Yeah, it's food. That's
his food. Because he was a captain of the guard. He was a bodyguard kind of a guy, or the captain of the executioners of the Pharaoh. The king of Egypt. And so he could pretty much do what he wanted to do with somebody that got on the wrong side of him or Pharaoh did not like. He could pretty much just take their life right away and that would be it. Okay, what did Joseph's master do to Joseph? This is where we left off last week.
Put him in prison.
Yeah, in prison. You know, more likely it was some kind of a dungeon where he was kept in. And did he deserve to be there in prison?
No.
He did not. If anyone could be resentful, it would be Joseph. Or saying, hey, that's not fair. But we don't find that really in him. We'll get a little bit of that, probably a taste of that here in today's study.
It's so odd, the one thing that he was saving him to escape was the thing that incriminated him. He had to get out of his the grasp she had on his robe, and he ran, and then that in turn he was, that was how he was escaping, but it in turn
she used that against him. She used that against him. I, you know, I still go like, why didn't Potiphar ask Joseph what was his side of the story? But he believed his wife. But then I think somebody here had mentioned that, you know, he could have just had Joseph killed. He didn't have to put him in prison. He could have just had him killed right away because he was that kind of a guy, captain of the Pharaoh's. He's kind of Pharaoh's guy. He could do whatever he wanted with the prisoners that were of the Pharaoh. So it takes us then now to number one. Who was Joseph's new associates?
Prisoners.
Hey, prisoners. Yeah. He becomes, you get to know some of the prisoners that are held there in the king's jail. Number two. Where was God while Joseph was in prison?
With Joseph.
He was with Joseph. Now, isn't it interesting that, what's the next one? What pattern do you see between Potiphar and the prison warden?
They gave him favor. They recognized his.
We got to be very close.
But they both saw something in Joseph.
His abilities, his talent to do things. To take care of things.
Do you think he was an organizer?
Well, they could see that the Lord was with him.
Yeah.
I mean, they could see that the Lord was
with him. And they could trust him. You know, there's something, they could trust him with the responsibilities that they themselves were to be responsible for. But they could turn it over to him, and they never had to worry about anything if they gave it to Joseph. So he came that way with the warden in prison. The warden said, you take care of this and that, and he gave him a charge of all the prisoners. And I don't know how you keep track of it or what kind of responsibilities go with prisoners, but there's some unpleasant things there too that he'd probably have to take care of.
It's probably a unique prison since they were the prisoners of the Pharaoh.
Do you think it was a tough place to be or kind of cushy?
I don't know. I mean, you would have probably some higher up people in there at times. You wouldn't just have beggars on the street end up.
Yeah, I think it'd be a different. It'd be a different kind of a
place to be.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the temperament of everyone would be pretty bitter and angry. I mean, that's why he stood out. He amazingly was not bad.
Well, yeah, you learn things about him, I think, in this situation too. As we're going to find out as we get into the story here. Number four, who was put in prison because they had offended Pharaoh?
Well, the cupbearer and the baker.
There you go, the cupbearer and the baker. A, how can a cupbearer make Pharaoh mad?
Spill a cup on him.
You could be a klutz and spill his drink. I mean, that could probably be one way.
Maybe he drank it.
maybe he caught him drinking what was meant for Pharaoh. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we don't know.
They said the wrong thing. Who knows?
Or maybe
say lots of times though they were required to drink before Pharaoh would, so that if there was poison, it killed them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not him.
That was why the cupbearer. That was his responsibility. Yeah. He would taste it before it got to somebody important.
Well, here it
I wonder
says,
what he did.
Here it says, these trusted men must have been suspected of a serious wrong, perhaps conspiring against Pharaoh. That's just what they said in the here.
So they must have had internet back then.
They had the telephone people. They saw that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did something. It doesn't say exactly what he did, but he ended up in prison. And then so did the chief baker. So B, 4B, how can a baker make Pharaoh angry?
Well, maybe something didn't taste so good.
Okay. Not done or too done? Gave Pharaoh burnt offerings when it's supposed to be a nice crust. Nice and fluffy or something, huh?
But referring back to what Dina said, if he suspected that they were trying to poison him or, you know, these kings were always worried about someone trying to overthrow.
So the cupbearer and the baker could be conniving?
And it could have been in his mind because they were, you just think back to the story of the king that was Herod of Jesus because... A king, you know, and they're always protecting their
paranoid.
Position. They're paranoid.
Paranoid about their health. Yeah, that could be. We don't know.
Well, I know we don't know.
Yep. maybe he didn't get served as fast as he wanted to be served by the baker. He wanted certain things, and the baker couldn't get it to him fast enough. Or maybe it didn't taste good, but he did make them. He was a bad baker.
Maybe he was just having a bad day.
And maybe the Pharaoh was just a jerk. You know, and no one could please him.
There you go. Pharaoh was a jerk.
Could be a lot of that. Number five. Who is the captain of the guard? Got verse 3 of chapter 40. Who is the captain of the guard? It's possible.
It's Potiphar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's possible. It could be Potiphar.
It says here the king of Egypt was angry with his two officials and put them in custody of the captain of the guard in the same prison where Joseph was confined.
But it's Potiphar was known as the captain of the guard too. So I mean, it's possible it could still be Potiphar, but it could also be another guy too. It's not necessarily that it was Potiphar, but I kind of like to believe it's still Potiphar. Because he's the one that put Joseph in the prison. And so that means he's kind of like looking over what's happening there too. But he's got a warden that answers to him type of a thing. So number six, Joseph noticed that something wasn't right when he saw the cupbearer and baker's faces one morning. What did Joseph notice?
Their faces were sad.
They were sad. Both of these guys were sad. They had long faces. And the reason for the long faces?
Dreams.
They both, you know, think of this. They both had a dream. Different dreams, but they both had a dream the same night. And as they're thinking about their dreams, they're thinking about what do these dreams mean? There's no one there to interpret the dreams for them. Do you see where it's interesting now, what the way Joseph was early on in his life and having dreams and telling his brothers what they meant? And now...
The court got it.
Yeah. And so now he notices that, hey, these two guys, they're not the same today. And question number 9 here is... No, are we on? No.
Well, what did Joseph ask these two men?
What did...
8.
Yeah. That's what he... Yeah, what did he ask these two guys? The cupbearer and the baker.
Why are your faces so sad?
Yeah, why are your faces so sad today? And then he says something interesting, too. After that, what does he say?
Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams.
Yeah. So do you sense that he's kind of sensitive to these two guys? And says, so, I mean, tell me what your dreams are. Now, he didn't tell them, well, I used to interpret dreams. Now, tell me what your dreams are. He just said, tell me what you dreamt. And so they both tell him. Who else in the Old Testament could interpret dreams besides Joseph? Who do you think of in the Old Testament who could interpret dreams?
Was it Daniel?
Yes!
All right.
Give her a prize.
You're valedictorian.
Daniel? Does she get a dollar?
You get a dollar. Another cup of coffee, Jan.
The kids told me last night, I want to get a dollar tonight. Well, I don't know if he's going to be in here asking questions.
You pretty much make sure they're not going to get a dollar.
I would have gave him $5 last night. If somebody could have told me where you could find the golden rule, I'd do that. I'd give him $5. But they thought they could get away with it. It's in Luke. No, we're at Luke. That was a whole different story. I knew they wouldn't give me the answer.
And then they get the Bible out, like, yeah, they're like, they're going to look for it. It's so funny, like, we're going to find it. Yeah. Okay, good.
It's only 1,500 pages. Yeah. Right?
So
they know where the answer is.
So Daniel is the other person in the Old Testament that was able to interpret dreams. And that's in the book of Daniel. You can read that yourself. Number 10, who received good news from his dream?
One of these did.
Cupbearer.
Yeah, what was the cupbearer's dream? You remember?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Doran?
He dreamt that three grapes or grape vines came out. And he took the grapes and gave it to the, or squeezed it.
Yep, he squeezed the juice out of the grapes into the cup, and he gave it to
the
Pharaoh. The Pharaoh received it, and that was kind of his dream.
Yeah.
And so Joseph told him that in 3 days he'll go before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh will get him out of prison and accept his offer, and he'll continue on being a good guy. But now remember, Joseph, what did he tell the cupbearer?
Don't forget me.
Yeah, it's like, don't forget me, because this is kind of the closest he comes to complaining. But he's not complaining. He just says, hey, I too have been put in here for, I shouldn't be in here, because I was taken away from Israel by my brothers and brought here. It wasn't anything that that wasn't fair either. But remember me, that if you get to talk to Pharaoh, tell him that I should not be in here, that he should release me from prison too. So then the chief baker, he hears a positive interpretation of the cupbearer's dream. And so he goes, well, I'll tell you what my dream is. And so what was the chief baker's dream? He was starting a new fashion.
The cattle.
No, that's not that. We're not there yet.
He had a basket on his head with loaves of bread in it, and the birds were eating them?
Yeah. I think he had three loaves. Was it three loaves on his head?
I think it was
three baskets.
Yeah, three baskets.
Three baskets on his head. And then the birds came and ate the bread. And so as he interpreted that dream,
bad news.
It was bad news. And we'll probably get to that here as we go down. So the cupbearer got good news. What was Joseph's request to this guy, the cupbearer? We talked about that. He said, remember me and tell Pharaoh to get me out of prison. I've done nothing to deserve being here. And then you look at both of these guys, both dreams mention blank, a number. What number do they mention?
Three.
Why is three important?
It's a holy number.
It can be a holy number. What does three remind you of?
Trinity.
Trinity. And?
3 days.
The third day. Christ rose from the dead as well. Both dreams were blank by Joseph.
Interpreted
by Joseph. And their dreams were answered on Pharaoh's
birthday.
In 3 days, Pharaoh had a birthday.
Oh, that was.
And that's why he called in these guys. in front of all of his officials.
We're going to say that it was on his birthday.
Yeah.
I want to know that.
Okay, it's right...
Verse 20.
It's Pharaoh's birthday. Oh, there it is.
And so he's having a big party. It says he's giving a big feast to all of his officials. And he lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position. And so he once again put the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. If you look up at verse number 19, it says, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat away your flesh.
They were kinder in your book.
That was Joseph's
in my book,
interpretation.
It said it was impaled.
Oh, impaled?
Yeah.
Which means nailed.
No.
Impaled, you had something that's run through you.
Yeah.
And that birds will eat your flesh. Well, that's...
They take a big pole sharp in the end and just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So hang him on a pole.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he's kind of like nailed to a tree or hung on a tree. Birds got him.
Bad deal.
They cut off his head first.
Yeah. Looks like they did there.
I want to know if he had just had their head high.
Pharaoh will lift off your head.
He restored the chief cupbearer to his cupbearer.
Man,
if all he had was his head, now how is he going to manage that?
Good or nothing.
Who's that?
What's that? Pharaoh lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants.
Well, no, he lifted the heads.
You know, it's kind of off.
It's kind of like
lifting them up.
It's kind of like lift up your, you know, you take your hands and your chin and lift them up. Look at me.
I don't think of that.
But
they lift up their head. That's what I thought. Well,
but the cup. I mean, the chief baker, he had his head. Looks to me, he got it cut off.
Yeah. My translation, New Century Version. it says in that 18 or 19. Before the end of 3 days, the king will cut off your head. That was the interpretation. He will hang your body on a pole, and the birds will eat your flesh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was the interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were... Dina did not like that interpretation.
No, she's out. It's getting grisly.
See you later.
See you, Dina.
All right, number 12. What happened to the chief baker? Okay, here we go. We talked about this already. He was beheaded, and his body was hung on a tree. And it depends what version you have, you're reading. 13. Was this Pharaoh's way of living up the party for his guests? Circle one. Yes? No? Not sure.
Well, it takes you back to the beheading of John, you know. That was done on a celebration. And,
well,
you know.
John the Baptist.
Yeah, John the Baptist. It's a strange way to party.
It really is, but you know, they're they just have no regard for life, do they? Doesn't seem like. I mean, I just put... No, I don't think he did that to liven up the party, but who knows?
In those days,
you never know.
Beheadings were big time.
You know, we would read those.
They were entertainment.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
Like football games.
Well, you know, it's not too long ago. I mean, we saw that on TV. ISIS.
Yeah.
All those,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they got a hold of reporters.
It's today.
It still goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different culture.
Oh, I go like... I mean, I thought I'd never, ever see that in real life. Or that would never happen anymore because we are much more civilized.
Yeah, so barbaric.
But, hey, it still can happen.
They do it.
No, and they do.
You get the voice of the martyrs. There's horrific, you know, cut hands, cut fingers, cut lots of things.
Like culture.
Yeah.
Let's see if we get their hand cut off.
All right, number 14. Did Joseph do anything wrong by interpreting the chief baker's dream? Did he do anything wrong by doing it?
No,
he just told him the truth. And look what
happened. In some cultures, you can get in trouble.
Yeah, you can.
Societies.
Like 15. Ours. What did the chief cupbearer do about Joseph's request?
He forgot him.
Yeah, he forgot about him. Of all the things. And so what would your response be? What would your response have been if this happened to you? If you were the cupbearer and you found out that the guy didn't say anything?
Well, yeah. Be mad about that. You mean angry. You know, you'd be a human response.
I'd be very disappointed. Yeah.
Very disappointed because it cost him
more.
2 more years to be in prison.
Think of that. Prison for one day we would be... Not like it.
You know, you gotta think about the cupbearer, though. You know, he probably doesn't want to bring something up to Pharaoh at this time after being in, you know, being in so much trouble.
Yeah, he's
one way or the other.
I think I'll just keep him happy and let
leave well enough to stay out.
Yeah, you made a mistake with the Potiphar. Like maybe you should say that.
Yeah, Pharaoh. That's a good idea. He was so happy to have his job back, he probably just said, I'm not going to say anything to jeopardize me again here. All right, the last one. Where is God during this time?
He's in control.
With Joseph.
He's in control.
And he's still in control, isn't he? And so you kind of think about these things that Joseph went through, that God never forgot about him. God was always there, and you can't keep God out of the prison, just like today. You know, there's convicts that come to know Christ in penitentiaries, jails. We don't hear about it. But I'm sure your son could tell us about
He's
that.
He's got stories.
No, because he works with the jail ministry.
Men in Blue.
Men in
Brothers
Blue.
Brothers in Blue.
Brothers.
But that died with COVID.
Did it? You can't get back in?
Yeah. Wow. I think there's one prison in South Dakota, maybe that's doing a partial program, but Iowa prisons are can't get in.
That's not, well, someday I hope to get back in there and there'll be a
you
big...
Know, that not only hurt the prisoners, but it hurt my son.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a roll with that program. Mm-hmm. And loving it.
Well, whoever thought that that would ever be
cut
out or stopped, you know? Well, okay, that's the end of our study. I'm just going to turn off.